Patterson's restaurant on Mallard Drive has been serving customers for 27 years, and if all goes as planned for Danny Patterson, that will continue, but with someone new at the helm. Patterson's is up for sale with an asking price of $1.4 million. I called up Patterson to find out more and started off asking what went into his decision.
Well, I've been doing it for 46 years and just ready to retire and maybe enjoy my life a little bit. Instead of having all the responsibility that comes with the business, it's just time to slow down and enjoy life a little bit.
So you've been in the business 46 years. How long has Patterson's been running?
I've been here 27 years. My mother had a restaurant that was called Eva's, and Irving owned the building. And they came in. She passed away, and so I was running the restaurant. And Irving came in and tore that building down and built a Big Stop, and I went there for 7 years. And then I came over here and built my own. And I've been here 27 years. So it's been a long time, lots of moves. It's just time.
Yeah, so, I mean, you're selling, it's the building and the restaurant, the whole business, everything. Yep. Everything as a package.
Yes, I am, yeah. Yep. I mean, anyone that owns it might as well own the business and the restaurant, the building. I mean, it's a perfect location. I mean, my family and I have lived off this very good, and it's been, you know, a very good experience. I mean, I don't regret it at all. It's been great, but, you know, you can't keep going forever. You know, I'm having second thoughts every minute. 1 hour I'm ready, next minute I'm not. But
yeah, a little hard sometimes to see the for sale sign out there. But then other times you're looking forward to it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, it's very mixed emotions. I mean, I built this place, and I think it's a very good restaurant. I mean, obviously, sales and business will tell you that it is. I mean, Yeah, and I mean, I have very good staff. I mean, a lot of my staff have been with me for 30, 40 years, some of them. And it's been good, but time to call it quits, I guess. I mean, I still need to find a buyer, but once I do, I'm ready, I guess.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'm ready.
And you're not in a huge hurry. You have some time to find the right buyer, I guess.
Oh, exactly. I mean, if it takes a year or 2 years, I mean, I'm here and willing to run it and, you know, but at some point you have to make that decision, and without trying to sell it, you're not going to sell it. So I made that decision that it's time to put it on, and I got my real estate license back. So at that time I thought, you know what, I might as well do it, list it myself and see what I can do.
Yeah, I see your name on the sign out there. I thought, oh, well, how did that happen? Okay, so you're also a real estate agent.
Yeah, I was a real estate agent for 14 years, and then in 2020, I just decided to not get my license and just come here. The restaurant was just running perfect. I had everything going good. So I thought I'd slow down. And then, of course, in March of 2020, we all know what happened there. So anyhow, I mean, the 2 years were certainly very hard. Lots of ups and downs. But, I mean, we fared out very well through it all. I mean, we have very good, loyal customers, and I have a very good staff. So, I mean, with all of that, we did very well through it.
About how many people are working at Patterson's? Like, how many staff do you have?
Right now, I probably have about 23, 24. In 2019, I had 47.
Wow. So that's the difference that the pandemic made.
Oh, yes, yeah. But, I mean, in my business, the last month and a half has just starting to go right back up. So it's been really good. The last month and a half has been very good.
Yeah, you get the feeling it's returning to 2019 levels?
Oh, yes, yeah. I have that feeling it is. Yeah, very, very much so.
Yeah. Are there still challenges left over from the, like, what are the challenges left over from the pandemic that still need to be sort of resolved?
Well, I guess I would say that there are still quite a few people that are still scared to come out. Like, a lot of my locals are elderly, so I don't see them in here at all lately, like for the last 2 years. But slowly I start seeing them coming back. So I think as long as things don't get bad again, I mean, I have a feeling that we'll see all that coming back. But other than that, I mean, right now there's we've been busy. Like, we're getting people from everywhere now, so it's different clientele again. Now I'm seeing lots of young people coming in. Like, we're getting four-wheelers and, you know, snowmobiles and stuff like that, so it's really taken a different swing too, so it's worked out well.
Do you rely on a lot of business coming from sort of the highway, like the location here, or is it mostly like local area, like region business?
It's mostly local. I mean, we do get highway, of course, but I would say probably 80% of my business is local people. The other 20 is from the highway. Yeah. So, I mean, these gas prices, everyone's talking about gas prices going up. I find when gas prices are high and people aren't going anywhere, I'm busy because everybody's just coming here. Their families are getting together, coming here, and works out well for me. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I certainly don't want gas prices to be high, but it certainly doesn't hurt me because my business is local.
And I've heard a lot about, I mean, this is related to gas prices, I guess, but the cost of just supplies and food has probably gone up a lot over the course of the pandemic. Have you had to adjust your menus, like menu prices and that sort of thing, to adjust up for that, what we're all seeing? We see it in a lot of restaurants.
Yes, for sure. I mean, we had to adjust the prices. I mean, minimum wage goes up and price of food goes up. You have to adjust the menu. There's just no other way or you won't be open. But again, I mean, we've been able to keep our prices at a reasonable price. I always have been a reasonable price here.
Well, anything you want to say to your customers?
Well, I'll tell you what, I have very good, loyal customers. I mean, I've met lots of very good people over the years. It's very good. I really couldn't say anything bad about it. I mean, Sackville, Mermacook, Amherst, Shediac, local people have supported me tremendously, like I said, especially during the pandemic. You know, people were getting takeouts and trying to come in here. Some people even came in and offered me money, like cash, to just give me to help me stay open. So it was really good, yeah. I mean, I didn't take any of the cash, but they offered, which was, you know, hard to believe, you know. Yeah, very good.
That is quite something. All right. And, okay, well, thanks very much, Danny. I really appreciate your time.
No problem. Thank you very much.
That's Danny Patterson of Patterson's Family Restaurant on Mallard Drive in Sackville. The popular restaurant has been around for 27 years, and now Patterson is hoping to find new owners to take over.